Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We are all reeling after yesterday's embarrassing loss. Falcons lose 30-0. 0 points? Zero? It's Dukes and Bell. John Fricke in for Mike today. Jimmy hits me up at Put 'em Up, see Dukes, and he says, problem with the Falcons offense, the quarterback looked clueless way more than he did in week one. Jimmy, I responded to you and I said he looks that way because of what the OC is attempting to try to do or what he's not doing. Comfortable quarterbacks don't look clueless. And I agree with John on this, and I've said this, and you guys know. If you listen to this show every day, and we hope you do, I'm a big believer in Michael Penix. I really am. But he is also playing in his sixth game. Sixth start in his career. So when you start talking about how comfortable somebody is coming into the season, that is part of this process, this nurturing of our quarterback. Where he is in week three is not where he's going to be in week 11 or week 17 for that matter. But it's a process. And so that is the process of the OC and the offensive staff to say, again, what are we going to do? You know, you talked about Marcus Mariota earlier, John, and we're talking about that. We were because Washington is our next opponent Sunday at Mercedes-Benz. And
yeah, he may be the quarterback.
Yeah, he may be. And yes, we'll be there. We don't stop because of one terrible loss, but they got to get this right. But I will tell you this. Marcus said last week, okay, he knew there was a chance he might play based on Jaden's injury. And they called Jaden Daniels Jay, okay? And he said, Jay might not play. So what did he do? Well, he didn't do this. But Cliff Kingsbury, the offensive coordinator, got with Marcus Mariota all last week and said, you know the offense, but what do you feel comfortable with? Isn't it amazing when you have an OC who has the vision and the foresight to say, hey, I know Jay may not play, but you know what? We need to get you comfortable whatever it is that you feel good about. And then Mariota comes out yesterday and leads them to a victory.
They scored 41.
I know. And I just think, like, when you start talking about these things, and I'm responding again to Jimmy's tweet about looking, you know, clueless, that's part of this, Jimmy. That is a big part of this. So Kingsbury did his job in managing, hey, figuring out what you like. And then you go into a game and you do those things. You cannot say, this is what we're going to do. And Michael Penix, and we do not know this for sure, but it damn sure looks like it. This is what we're going to do. And Michael Penix is like, well, I really don't do that great, but I'll do it. That's not how you get comfortable. That's my point.
Right. All right. Carl, let me ask you a question. All right. So at 9 a.m. this morning, there's a meeting every Monday, 9 a.m., Arthur Blank's office, right? Okay.
Yes.
It's the Monday after meeting. Okay. Day after meeting. Tell the truth, Monday. And then they go have their team meeting, and this is what, you know, they're taking all that with them. So they're sitting in there. So let's just play. We're going to role play for a second, okay? So I'm going to say Arthur Blank looks at Raheem and you know, drags Zach Robinson in the room and says, all right, Zach, what about this? And Zach says, well, this was on me. And then Mr. Blank says, well, what are you going to do about it? I don't care that it's on you. Obviously,
yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
It's on you.
Yeah.
What are you going to do about it?
We're
going to
fix it.
Well, that's not good enough. I want to know exactly what you're going to do. You tell me exactly what you are going to do.
But we're
going to
fix it.
You know what I would do? Burn the playbook. Literally. Let's start there. Let's set that damn thing on fire. Okay? You know, let's go full smoke on that thing. Okay? A little arsonist action. And then we dumb it down just so that we go, hey, we're going to run the ball with Bijan. And then we're going to try and throw the ball to Bijan and maybe to our tight end, and we're gonna try and score. How about, well, that's all we're going to do. We are not going to try and run triple crossing routes and smashes and
simplify.
They're going to be he's right now, that game is so sped up for him. You have to slow this thing down. He's trying to ram a Kirk Cousins playbook into the head of a guy that can't handle it right now. I mean, and so everybody's taking advantage of that. Three touchdowns in three games, one of which a caller earlier in the program was right to say was a gimme. They gave it to us. Now, otherwise,
Zach,
me too.
I'm watching.
We're watching,
you're
Zach.
Damn right. I mean, you better, because at this point, again, this is all, again, all coaching. The defense is playing great. Oh, by the way, we haven't really spoken about this. But Carl, what the hell is this team going to do a place kicker? Is it Lenny Craig? Is that what we're going to do? Do you trust? You sending Parker Romo back out there?
Can we find a kicker? I mean, look, I do not think, nor do I regret the decision on Koo. Koo was a three-year decision, and I know many of you don't see it that way. But literally, you've got to go back not only to last season, but the end of the season before where he was wobbling. Then you get into last season and you say, well, he at least blew at least three games. I think it was four, okay? And then you follow that into this season in week one. There is a large enough sample size, and I don't regret that move. But now that you've made this move, is this just a blip? Or is Parker Romo going to struggle? Because if so, again, can we find a kicker? And why are we in season trying to do this? That is my bigger issue.
Why can't we have installed a lot of this in the offseason? You had a whole offseason with Michael Penix, and obviously he's struggling to make adjustments here in your offense. I have a sense.
Oh, hold
on,
John.
Robinson sat down.
Hold on. Just as we speak, Raheem Morris just said, we have to bring in competition. You have to do it until we get it right. This is a direct quote that something we'll be working for or working at diligently. Falcons, it looks like, will be bringing in more place kickers to work out.
Oh, my God.
After Parker Romo goes 0-2. This is from Rod. This is.
Release watch is on.
This is 1 minute ago. I swear. This is 1 minute ago.
This is me banging my head on the table.
1 minute ago.
My head on the table.
We have to bring in competition. You have to do it until you get it right. Okay.
Banging my head on the table.
There you go.
Okay. So, you know, this is. Oh, my God. You have an offensive coordinator who's got a playbook, and he says, I want to do things this way. And the quarterback says, yeah, well, that's not really what I mean. I'm more comfortable with what I was doing with Kalen DeBoer. Yes, but this is my offense.
John.
And I'm.
I don't mean to cut you off here, John. There was also another quote. Yes, John.
Oh my God.
Raheem Morris told reporters that offensive coordinator Zach Robinson will now move from the coaching box down to the field.
Here we go.
God. Here you go.
Here we go.
I said, you know, what did I just say to you 3 minutes
Zach,
ago? What are you going to do
I'm
about
watching
it?
You.
Watching you, Zach.
So your answer on place kicker is to open up a competition. You didn't think to do that maybe in the offseason. Your competition in the offseason was to sign a guy from Germany who's got a live leg and has never kicked. You didn't think about bringing a veteran in? I mean.
This is unbelievable. I mean, seriously. This is week three. It feels like hit the panic button. It feels like we are in panic mode. I mean, I didn't want to go there. But now it feels this way. We don't know what the hell we're going to do with kicker. We're going into a big game against Washington and NFC opponent.
We're moving our offense coordinator.
We've yet to win a division game. Our offense can't score. Zach Robinson's going from the poop to the field. It feels like we're in panic mode.
By the way, if this doesn't work, are we all good next Monday when we're talking about firing everybody? If this doesn't work, I mean, you know. I just want to check. This is like a heat check here. You know, I mean.
The zone will be one of danger.
Oh, my God. All right. You got it, folks. 404-726-0929.
Oh, my head hurts from banging it on the table.
Phone lines
are open. Is there another
kind?
And I'm hard-headed.
Phone lines. hands are wide open. Dede, let's roll them out.
Would you say we'd be venturing into a zone of danger?
Yes.
Stack
Highway 2.
Stack them up. All right, here we go. All right, here's more from Ra. And by the way, you're going, where is this coming from? He speaks on Mondays, okay?
Yes, he does.
And this is around the time that this is coming out. So he's at Flowery, and this information is coming out because he addresses what happened after they go watch the film and do all the meetings that John was talking about. Here's something else, all right? We're just taking this as it's coming in because I want you to hear Michael Penix's cut that he said yesterday that told me everything I needed to know about what's going on with this offense and specifically our OC. But Ra says specifically on Darnell Mooney, who, by the way, John, looks lost. And I hate to say it. Darnell Mooney looks lost. He says he dropped two balls on Sunday. He says, you're talking about a guy who missed 100% of training camp. So what he's going through right now is like training camp.
We don't have time for that.
He says, we're not. This is Ra on Darnell Mooney. We're not playing the brand of football we need to play with Mooney.
Really?
Mooney looks lost. When it comes to him and Penix, there is no connection.
Coach, excuse me, can I ask a follow-up question? Whose fault is that? Because you used to make it sound like it might be one's fault. I don't think it's one's fault.
Yeah. All right. I mean, look, we're just responding to the information that's coming out. Falcons lose 30-0 yesterday. And as I've been telling you, and I hope you realize it by now, this was one of, if not the most embarrassing losses we've had in a decade. Period. That's just
not
what this is.
Not including a Super Bowl.
Correct. That's out of the – that's in another atmosphere, right? That's another realm. This, regular season-wise, is as bad as it gets. So, but we're hearing this information, and again, if you're just joining us, we have to bring in competition. You have to do that until we get it right.
Carl, the Zach Robinson thing, it's to improve communication with Michael Penix and to, quote, get him closer to the action.
All right, but, you know, again, this goes to the other point that Mark Raimondi was reporting from ESPN that the Falcons were saying yesterday, if you didn't hear it out there, anybody listening in their car, that they said that Penix's headset had been going out, that there was a technical issue. Because, you know, we can't, you know, we never did hand signals in the past, you know. I mean, we've had headset, you know, there's no backup plan for that happening in case somebody gets, no. Now, we wouldn't want to have that. We wouldn't want to, like, old school it from, like, 2022. No, God forbid.
All right. This is this is getting more and more interesting. And by the way, I don't believe, and this is me, we will see, I don't believe it's a communication issue, okay?
I don't either.
I don't believe it's a communication issue.
When you Zach, I'm watching you.
This has nothing to do with whether you can hear me or you see me on the sideline. This is philosophy and flow and play calling and all the things that matter. All right, more from Raheem as he's speaking to the media. We will let you, we will fill you in, should I say, on things that he's saying. But the Darnell Mooney thing, he addressed that early and rightfully so. He looks lost. It feels like we don't have anybody right now that can stretch the field. They're not using Kyle Pitts in the way that you expected, and John's talked about that. And so it just feels like the Mooney thing, I love him. What's up, Darnell? But there's a disconnect. And like when he's thrown the ball, whether he's dropping it or it's not there or it's sailing, part of this is that connection with the quarterback. So Ra is saying because he missed training camp, which he did, he's kind of going through his training camp right now. John says we don't have time for that. All right, we got to get back to the phone calls because this is crazy. This is crazy. You know what?
It's crazy.
All right, we got to take a break. Because, seriously, Wesley and Vicky and Alpharetta, S and us, Buckhead, you guys hold on. We're coming right back. I'm going to let you vent and talk about where you're at with this football team. We're trying to get answers. John asked me as we started the hour, what would you tell Mr. Blank? You know what they told him, John? OC's coming down from the booth to be on the field.
We're going to move him down from the booth. Great plan, guys. You got it. Go.
That's what they told him. You asked.
Yes.
That's what you get. Oh, my God. Nothing? We scored 0 points.
Remember the Wire, man, when they were talking about how they moved the product? He was like, yeah, we just changed the color to the gel caps. It's the same stuff.
It's the same.
We just put new colors on the gel caps. Same thing. That's what they're doing right now. Just new gel cap colors, Carl.
Atlanta, talk to us. Where are you at with the Falcons? It's Dukes and Bill.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ever watch your pet sleep and wonder what they're dreaming about? Maybe it's them chasing a ball on a grassy field next to your new duplex, or catching the frisbee in front of your single-family home. Or perhaps they're zooming around the kitchen of your open-concept condo. Whatever their dream setting looks like, you can rest assured that you'll find the most pet-friendly rental listings on Apartments.com. The place to find a pet-friendly place.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh. All right, John, you got something for us before we jump on the phone calls? What's going on?
All right. You know an old guy is about to tell you something serious when he takes off his glasses and he sets them on the table. Okay, 30 seconds. There are a lot of great bloggers. There's a lot of great people doing great work across the board, podcasters, great reporters in this town right now. There are a lot of voices, as you know, and you look at the second place radio station up the street, the thing that used to be a newspaper that's across the street from where we are now, and local TV types, but one person's voice in this town, in this media, in this town carries weight. Only one. And it's not D-Led. It's Carl Dukes. And when Carl, and just hear me what I tell you, Carl Dukes' voice carries more weight than anybody else in the media in this town, and it's not close. And so when Carl tweets out yesterday a five-word tweet that's on his X, it sums up everything in five words. And it's, if I'm Arthur Blank, I'm printing it out, blowing it out, and handing it at the beginning of the meeting to the people in the room. Carl's right, okay? This had to change. And the response that we just got, Carl, from this meeting with Raheem and the media, it speaks to everything you said. It speaks to everything you said.
We shouldn't be here, John.
Nope.
That's the problem. We shouldn't be here at this point in this juncture in the season. And I'm not going to tell you that this team is not going to find its full potential. I still have hope. Call me crazy. I still have hope that the team is going to find its full potential. And the reason why I have hope is because the one thing I did believe in, for the offensive side of things, and specifically Zach Robinson, I was a wait and see. I want to wait and see, but I'm all right. Let's see how this goes. I had full confidence that Jeff Ulbrich was going to do a better job just because of his experience. For me, experience matters. And when you talk about where the defense is, and I know we got a lot of young pieces, we've only been in these games and won the game we won because of defense. That's it. So for what we had with Jimmy Lake, who was, again, inexperienced at this level, and whether he knew exactly how he wanted to operate, which we know he didn't, and the back half was miscommunicating, and we had big explosive plays we were giving up, it's looked and felt completely different. Now, I know we only got one sack yesterday, But that I feel confident about, and that's what gives me hope that maybe, Atlanta, that we can switch this thing and find a way to maximize our full potential. But right now, this feels like a blank show. Right now, in this moment, coming off a 30-0 loss, we're having more kicker tryouts. Line them up. We've got the OC now in week three, one into week four, coming down from the booth because apparently, allegedly, there's communication issues, because that's the only reason you do that. I'm trying. I really am. And then on top of that, you have a dysfunctional offense that has no flow. I want to mention this, and then we're going to grab the phone calls. Thank you so much for listening. It is your turn to chime in at 404-726-0929. John, I just try to tell the people what they want to hear. I just try to tell people what they need to hear.
Yeah, but do know that your voice carries more weight. I mean, this is from somebody started in this market in 1979, so I know a little bit about Atlanta market.
You do. There's no doubt.
Yeah, so, I mean, your voice does carry that weight. So when you say something, you know, and not that it wasn't, you know, readily obvious, but still it's like, okay, we got to get that one voice here. So when you said it, I think, you know, my guess is, look, you have to understand, every player, every coach, Arthur Blank included probably, but certainly Josh Blank, everybody in the front office, they all are on X during the game.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. You're right.
And they've all bookmarked Carl.
All right, let's talk to Wesley. He's holding patiently. Wesley, look, and we're getting new information. We're getting new information. This is coach today. This is today. This is not after the game yesterday. This is today. And I'm being real with you guys. If you're just tuning in, he just said they're going to try out some more kickers. All right, that's where we are. Wesley, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man.
Hey, man. Listen, you and John are doing a great job today. I'm not knocking out your partner, but if Atlanta's finally that doesn't get to listen to John on the weekends like I do, are getting to enjoy him putting in his input today. I got two things I want to say about the Falcons, and I'm going to be really, really – I'm going to be kind of positive here. Number one is that I do feel like we're running into a management communication issue. Number one is when I heard that we let Koo go last week, I understand, but Koo has got more on his resume than any other kicker they can try out right now.
True.
And I happen to believe, let me finish, I happen to believe that we have maybe a special teams issue in the coaching department.
Mm. You know what's sad? He might be right. Carl, he might be right.
Yeah, he is. I'm with you. Go ahead.
If you could almost make a case that you need to re-sign Younghoe Koo. He's not wrong.
No, all right, Wesley, go ahead. Go ahead, Wesley. Oh, he hung up? Okay.
He's not wrong.
I can't.
I know.
Confirm nor deny what you're saying. Okay, I really can't. Experience, yes. Somebody said to me yesterday, Dukes, this Parker Romo guy, man, give me somebody with some real kicking experience. I said, well, he's been in the league. I know he's got limited experience, but he's played in the league, so it's not like Romo literally stepped off a peach tree and 14th Street and when I can kick. I mean, he was in the league. So, but from an experience standpoint, you're right. There's no denying that.
Yeah. He's probably the most experienced kicker out there. He's won us a bunch of games.
Yeah.
Maybe he just needed to have that moment where you say, okay, now you're ready for me to come back and figure this out? Because, you know, people could be let go and come back and still be successful.
Sure.
I think so.
Yeah,
so.
I just – but here's the deal. but this gets back to the trust factor. You let him go because you didn't trust him. Now a week later, you're going to bring him back. I don't see it. But
I know I don't either.
But our caller's
right.
Not
be, at the same time, as he might not be wrong.
No,
that's where we're at. Okay, we're at a position where hey, who can save the season? Younghoe Koo. Oh God.
Let's talk to Vicky. Vicky, save us from ourselves and Alpharetta. Vicky, how are you doing?
Woo, Lord have mercy. Somebody get the hose. There's a dumpster fire happening up at the Falcons camp. Lord have mercy. I've been watching the Falcons my whole life, and I'm 56. I watch it with my daddy, sneaking drinks from his pony beer. We had season tickets at the old Atlanta Stadium, had season tickets at Georgia Dome. I've been watching them my whole life. So I have a certain level of, Okay, here it comes. You know, every year I get that, and that's okay. But this year I really thought that we might be competitive. I never have high expectations, but I thought we have all the pieces. We have all these great players. We've just got to get it together. And then it's been just an absolute crap show. Mm. And whenever I heard what the OC reaction was to how things were going in the game yesterday, I had a vision of me telling my boss, well, yeah, I didn't send that email or pull that file because I couldn't hear you. Sorry, man.
But you know what? Vicky's right, too. Wait a second. Hang on. Hang on, guys. There's no rule in the rule book, right, that says you can't leave the box and go down to the field if you're the OC. Why didn't they do that at halftime yesterday? If that was the issue, why wouldn't they have said, you can get your butt down here?
Yeah, there isn't. Look, and I think yesterday, and we'll hear more from Ra as we will play some of this for you coming up. Stay tuned. We will have his response to a lot of the questions that you're asking us and certainly you were talking about. But Vicky, to John's point, like he could do that, right? There's nothing that says he can't. I think they got past that after I think it was the first or second series. It may have been the second series where they called the timeout, which was so upsetting because, again, you blew a timeout, terrible clock management, and then, you know, we're driving the field right before the half, and it looks promising, and guess what? You throw the ball, I think it was the Mooney in the middle of the field, 4-3-2. You don't have enough time to spike it. You don't have timeouts. See you guys. It's halftime. And you're just going, oh, my gosh. Those are the things that come back to bite you.
No, wait a second. Yeah, I know, but you did have to take the tactical timeout in order to get the delay of game penalty that you were looking for.
Right. That's the part. You shouldn't. It's third and one. It's your second possession, and because you don't get the right personnel in, you have to take a timeout? Okay, cool. Get the right personnel in, then you come back out of that, and you get a delay of game. Inexcusable. That's just inexcusable. Vicky, thank you so much in Alpharetta. S and Buckhead, you're up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. How you feeling, S?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good, man.
I got a question for y'all, but first let me tell you a story of just how low the morale is in the city in Falcons Nation. So I was leaving watching the game, and I went up to Cobb County, and I parked in a legal spot. And as I get back out, I see a cop, and he's writing down a ticket. He said, hey, man, is this your car? I said, yeah. And he said, well, you know, you're parked illegally. I said, oh, man, you're going to write a ticket? So I had my Falcons jersey on, number 5, Drake London. And he said, you watched the game? I said, yeah, just got out of it. He said, man, I can't even do it, man. Have a good one. And he crumbled the paper.
That's what's up.
Crumbled the paper.
That's great.
He crumbled the paper up, man. Oh. That's how bad the morale is. Cobb County police are throwing away tickets.
Which never happened.
I thought it was bad because Swampers were saying sucks to be you. Oh. I mean, you know, okay, you know.
Yes, that's a funny story, but you're right. Look, we're all feeling this. And it doesn't matter what your line of work is. That's the part about this. Like, everybody acts like they don't follow that. Everybody follows it. And even if you are not from here, you want to know what the hometown team did, and you're like, oh, what the Falcons did yesterday? I'm telling you, I got numerous texts, John, from friends around the country. Yo, what's up with the Falcons? I'm like, what's wrong? What are you talking about? Man, who's hurt? Is Penix hurt? I'm like, what are you talking about? They're like, how are they losing like this? That is the first thing that people thought. Like, oh, something major happened. No, we sucked. We didn't play well. We didn't do anything.
Brain injuries on the sidelines are...
That too. You
know, epidemic.
Yeah. Orin, I know you're busy in there, but can we play that Michael Penix cut? Because this is something that we've been talking about today. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. John's in for Mike today. It's a Falcon Monday, and it's a hard day. This is a hard day. It just is.
The truth Monday.
We're telling the truth. We are in a situation right now where offensively there is no trust with what's going on. And look, it was a complete team loss yesterday. But when you don't score any points and do you guys realize, oh my God, John, NFL, you're an NFL team. You don't get in the red zone one time in a game?
Against the Panthers.
Panthers. This is Penix talking about there were unscouted looks. Now, understand this. There's a lot of preparation that goes into these games. There are a lot of things that you go in with a plan, and they may show you something that you don't see. But when you add this on top of what other pressures we've already told you he's dealing with and why he felt rushed, which is why the pick six happened, and John used the word panicked because he's just trying to make things happen. When this is added to it, this is where the OC calms you down. Can I hear the cut from Michael Penix?
I wouldn't say it's too much things give us problems. I got to take care of the ball, and like I said, man, we got to execute whenever that time comes, and we'll be in the game.
Okay, that was one of them. I'm talking about the one where he talks about were there any unscouted looks? I think it's 40 for me. Oh, if you have that one, this is a post game with Arch. That's it. Okay, because he goes on to talk about on their unscouted looks, and he said there were a few of them. And what he's telling you is, yeah, they showed me a couple of things that maybe we weren't ready for or weren't prepared for, but that's where your OC comes in. That's where your OC comes in.
Your 8-year-old comes home and says, Dad, why did you get a F on your math exam? Well, I wasn't prepared for it.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, why not?
All right. More of your calls are welcome. 404-726-0929. New news. As the Falcons say, they will hold more kicking tryouts this week. Our OC is moving from the booth down to the field. We'll fill in the rest when we come back. It's Dukes and Bell.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows? Or plan where your vinyl record collection would go? At Apartments.com, you can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It is Dukes and Bell. I'm going to let you hear Raheem Morris here in just a second. More of your phone calls coming. So many people hitting us up on social media. At John Fricke, who's in for Mike today. Put him up, see Dukes, and follow us at Dukes and Bell 929. This day has become even more interesting because as we have all been feeling, and I love S's story from Buckhead about Cobb County Police not even writing tickets because everybody's like, oh, I'm not going to do it. We are all feeling and reeling from what we saw yesterday. Because it just didn't feel right. Everything was like, am I right? Am I watching this right? Like, this doesn't feel right. Okay, they'll get it going. And nothing got going. So the news today from Raheem Morris, who spoke to the media about 45 minutes ago, is that Zach Robinson is going to be on the field versus being up in the booth. Now, if you're wondering, okay, well, what's the move? Why is this move happening? Understand there have been miscues and miscommunications, okay, from both, whether it be Zach to the quarterback, whether the headset's not working or the earpiece and the helmet, whatever the hell's going on. But the fact is we've had too many clock blunders already early in the season where either the play call's not getting in, as one of our listeners said, and I agree with this, the offense is moving kind of slow. We're just getting to the line of scrimmage. Let's go! Let's move. Let's get some oomph.
Yeah, I saw that.
Some urgency.
I saw that too.
Yes.
Yeah, from Barry J. I think it's Barry.
Yes.
Pardon me if it's not.
It is. Let's go, John. Yeah. We got to move. Well, let's get this offense moving.
The very first thing I'm doing, and I'm not an offense coordinator, obviously, and I don't want to be, but the very first thing I'm doing, if I am, is I'm sitting down with my quarterback and I'm saying, what do you do well and how do I make that happen?
Should have done that.
Right, but that's not what Zach Robinson's doing. Zach Robinson's sitting down saying, this is what I want to run. You have to do it well. He's doing it backwards. And he's putting his quarterback in a no way, but I don't, yeah, but you're, this is about me. It's about my system. It's about the way I want to do things. This is what I think is going on. That plus the fact that as much as I do like Ra, and I really do, and I was really hoping that he was going to be the right hire, there are times where I'm not sure he's like Snit. It's like Snit in the dugout. Is let's put Verdugo. Where the hell is Verdugo? Where is does anybody know where he is? Okay. Oh wait, there's a clock in baseball. He doesn't know what's going on. You not paying attention? I don't think that there's times where Raheem is like, I don't know. He's wondering. He's thinking about the post game party or something. It's like, dude, are you paying attention? And when you lose the locker room in that regard. When you lose the fans in that regard, you start to lose. That's why I'm saying, the old John Feinstein book, Season on the Brink about Bobby Knight?
Yes.
It's called a Season on the Brink. We're three games in. It's already there. It's a Season on the Brink. This is why they're doing what they did after 4 o'clock today, why they made those announcements. They're panicking because they could lose the season.
Let's hear Raheem Morris talk about the benefits of Zach Robinson being on the field.
I think it's just communication that Zach can, kind of get across down in the field. That's how we practice. That's how we do our walkthroughs. That's how we do every single thing on the field. Those two got a great relationship, out in the practice field, out in the game day, out on everything. So, like getting them closer to the action, getting them closer to the environment, getting them closer to the play caller, getting them closer to all those guys, being able to get the reactions and get a feel for what the temperament is on the grass as well. I think all would be helpful, and that will happen. That happened today throughout our process.
You asked, John. You said, "What do they tell Mr. Blank? What happened yesterday?" There you go, there you go. That's it. Let me ask you this too. By the way, Kay Corey hits me up social media, and he says, "Dukes, does going back to not playing in the preseason matter with Penix?"
No. No, I don't think it does. I think this isn't, okay? Because, again, you're not going to get the same defensive looks. What they're doing is they wouldn't have shown you anything in the preseason. It wouldn't have been stunning.
What about the communication issues?
The communication issues, I think, really are less. The communication issues, to me, okay, this is to me. The communication issues are that Zach Robinson wants to run his system, which is designed and complicated and requires, quite a bit of actual playing knowledge by a veteran quarterback.
Oh, you mean like Kirk Cousins?
Like Kirk Cousins. This is why I said that Ra made a big mistake, in my opinion, by immediately answering the question at the end of the game yesterday. No, Michael Penix is our starting quarterback. First off, there's places, I know I'm getting over here, but there's places for coach speak that actually work, and the coach speak there should have been, we assess every position every week, and we'll see, based on injury and performance on how we proceed forward, or some crappy answer like that, okay? Some non-answer. Because if Kirk Cousins does, in fact, give you a better chance to win, then you have no choice but to do that, okay? This is not a popularity contest. We are not in the business of developing Michael Penix into a system quarterback that fits Zach Robinson's system at the moment. We've got to win games now. And, because otherwise, again, season on the brink. This is about saving the season, and not just about saving jobs. Because we get to week 17 and we look back and say, it was like last year. We didn't make the quarterback change soon enough. They don't make changes soon enough. They wait too damned long. We all screamed that there should have been a quarterback change right after the Denver game. And they waited too long. They're doing it again. They're dragging their feet because they're afraid to admit that they made a mistake here or there.
All right.
because it's
Well, hold on, because I got somebody who wants to talk to you here in just a minute. I think he's going to call in. And he said, I gotta chime in on this. So we'll get him here in just a second. As you were talking about this, and I know the question was, did the preseason have anything to do? We're 3 weeks in, about to be week four. Did the preseason not playing our quarterback or communicating with our OC and all the things that we're seeing seemingly be an issue, why this offense is not moving the way it should?
Again, he wouldn't have seen the stunts that he's seeing. They're confusing him. They're bringing safeties. The reason that Kyle Pitts and Drake London have been opened on the seam in the middle of the field is because the other defensive coordinators know that Michael Penix's head clock is going off so fast by them bringing safeties up and shooting linebackers into run gaps to try to stop Bijan Robinson. Look, it's basic football, guys, and that he has only one read, and he's trying to make a hero throw to the one read that they're going to cover with press coverage.
All right.
That's why so many balls are sailing on him.
So it's that simple. So the communication is just as far as the comfort level would not have been better, and that's really the question.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Not my opinion.
And that's
I think the playbook. I think the playbook is wrong.
Oh well, I don't disagree. That's obvious.
So yeah, we've just been reinforcing a wrong playbook.
I think that's obvious in the way that they're not moving the football effectively.
Right.
Danny, you disagree with that? Is he there? No, it certainly did. John, today's show is attracting a lot of various folks that are either connected with this radio station or some who are not. I'm hearing from people all over across the landscape as far as media and other folks. And it apparently somebody's on the line that wants to talk to you about not panicking in the way that you are. His name is Mark Zeno.
No, Mark.
Mark, what's going on?
Hey, Mark.
The season is not on the brink. The season is not on the brink. That is hyperbole. That is silly. They're 1-2. Their season is not on the brink, okay? They have everything in front of them that they need to accomplish. We can pump the brakes on that. But today's developments are significant because I think it signals two things with Zach Robinson going down to the field. Number one, okay, it is Raheem Morris is telling us that the Michael Penix timeline for being let's call it a franchise quarterback or developing into a high-level quarterback that can produce results, is being sped up. Now, I think that, John, is where you're – when you talk about organizationally, like, hey, we got to make sure we get this right, you know, or we don't want to have to walk this back. There's not a lot of room for Michael Penix to play at a mediocre level and grow because of the pressure from the organization. I don't think the season is on the brink, but I think in the philosophical sense – Michael Penix has got to start playing better, and he can't play the way he played last week again. And so the point is that you're asking, Zach, what do you need? Like, Mike, what do you need? Well, I need him down on the sideline so I can talk to him one-on-one, so I can be on the same iPad as him and go over plays so we can have communication, you know, when we're on the field together and things can be smoother and we're not getting a delay of game penalty coming out of a timeout due to headset or any other variety issues. I think that's one. But number two, I think this also kind of puts Zach Robinson squarely in the crosshairs, because if this change doesn't produce better, more consistent results, that means his job security is there.
Correct.
Because
I agree. That's why this week. But let me ask you a question, Mark, because the way I read this, and maybe you read it differently.
And by the way, real quick, John, Mark was at the presser today, or was
okay, that's fair.
So you can
speak to this directly. It strikes me, and you can tell me about the tone. It strikes me that when I heard this, it's like maybe we should try this. Maybe we should try this.
I don't think it was like just a, hey, let's give this a shot because, you know, we want – I think it's by design that this is the way they want to do it. Rod did mention that, you know, he's had other guys do it that way. It's a smoother system. You know, this is what he thinks is best for the team. I don't think it's just a, hey, let's give it a shot. Like, you know, when I tweeted out that he was moved down to the sidelines, a buddy of mine just said, oh, that'll fix it. Like, I get that sort of logic. It shouldn't – net that much of a difference in reality, but sometimes it does. But I think when you're talking about a young quarterback, right, and you're talking about one that they have put so much stock in to be the guy, and we have to remember, nobody wants to remember, it's not year two. It's a third of the way into year one.
Correct. It's a sixth start. Games. That's correct. We pointed that out, Mark. That is part of this growth process, this nurturing that has to happen with Michael Penix. Go ahead.
But I do think it's on an accelerated curve at this point in time because, to John's sort of point, again, it's not season on the brink, but it's just very much philosophically, this has to hit. And we need to know it's going to hit. And there is sort of, panic's not the right word, there's sort of this anxiety about knowing sooner rather than later. And I think that's part of this whole thing. And Ryan even said it because I asked him, like, this is a huge litmus test week for Michael Penix.
No doubt.
He didn't win games. He didn't play this. He's never played this bad, period. Like, we haven't seen Michael Penix play this bad since Indiana, for crying out loud. Like, so this is a spot here where the bounce back has got to be significant. Even if they don't win the game, in the big picture, you need Michael Penix to ball out and play well and respond well because that's the leader of your team. That's the guy you put a C on his chest 3 games into his career, which should never happen, right? Bad move organizationally to slap a C on his chest. Different conversation. But the point is, like, you're putting all that on him. He's got to produce in this moment coming forward that there is – life behind this guy that is going to lead this franchise going forward.
Don't disagree.
Yeah,
I guess that's
the only disconnect here. I think the only disconnect, or not the disconnect, the only thing that Mark, because Mark makes a lot of great points here, how we see this thing is that, well, I think there's some of this on Michael Penix. I think it's incumbent upon the offensive coordinator to put Michael Penix in a position where he can win, and I don't think he has. So that makes it a coaching problem, and less, to me, more coaching, less Penix. But so I can understand where some people would say it's more on Penix and less on the coaching.
No, it's all coaching. And we're going to dive into this at 5 o'clock. Zeno, appreciate
Thanks,
you.
Mark.
Look, man, everybody's putting our heads together and banging our heads together on this. Mark was talking about what Coach said. You're going to hear what Coach said.
And he heard him. Yeah.
Coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, was the headset an issue? What about the accountability of pass catchers like Darnell Mooney? What's up, Darnell? And Zach Robinson, our OCs, moving from the booth to the field. We've got a lot more. Stay there. It's Dukes and Bell.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ever watch your pet sleep and wonder what they're dreaming about? Maybe it's them chasing a ball on a grassy field next to your new duplex, or catching the frisbee in front of your single-family home. Or perhaps they're zooming around the kitchen of your open-concept condo. Whatever their dream setting looks like, you can rest assured that you'll find the most pet-friendly rental listings on Apartments.com. The place to find a pet-friendly place.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.